So this is the Nederland Fire Protection District Board of Directors regular meeting on November the 17th, 2021. This meeting is being recorded. Just one second, just letting a couple of other people in. Start with roll calls. Ian Owen Powell, I am present. Todd Weisler.
Present.
Guy Fawcett, excuse me.
Did you hear me, Ian?
I did not, sorry, my phone went off. Guy, can you just confirm you're present for me?
Yeah, I'm present, thanks.
Jess McKelvin?
Present.
Russ Patterson?
Present.
And Acting Chief Schmidtman.
Sorry, I'm here now.
They're muted.
I think you lost Todd somehow.
I'm here. Just my connection is just really poor, so I'm on phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess we have a board quorum, so I'm going to call this meeting to order, 1905. A note for the minutes, also joining us on this meeting and in the special executive session, we've got Gloria Timmons from CPSHR and Miranda Fisher from the town. And then also as representatives of the fire department, we have Andrew Jocelyn should be joining us. He's joining us right now. And then Alexa Levers, who will also be joining us in the search committee. I posted the meeting agenda on Sunday. There were a couple of late breaking items today, which I'm going to have to find. One was Captain Benson was working on safety assessment, which he let me know he was completed or had been completed today. So he wanted to talk about that. And then there's a fire marshal's report from Fire Marshal Henriksen. Other than that, the agenda is as posted. There's nothing big or important. A motion to approve the meeting agenda.
To approve.
Hey, Ian, did you get my thing about gold coin at all?
Oh, I did. I forgot to add that.
I would like to add that, and then I will second it, if that's at all. It's a quick one.
Okay. Second here. And then you seconded, Todd, are you good with the agenda?
I approve, yes.
And Russ?
Yes, approve.
And Jess?
Approve.
Okay. I posted, actually just one thing, did you all get the email I sent out of the NFPD portal on Sunday, which had all of the this is to the board, sorry, this question, which had all the documents attached or the link to all the documents. I know that I saw it, I just wanted to make sure that you all saw that.
You're talking about for the fire chief?
Not that one, for the basically the one that had all of the financial reports on the board portal on the NFPD.
I saw it.
Okay, just checking. And in there was the meeting from, or the minutes from the October 20th meeting. Did anybody have any comments on that? That is a no. In that case, I make the motion to pass the minutes as written for the October 20th meeting.
Second that motion.
Guy?
Aye.
And Todd?
Approve.
And Jess?
Approve.
I also approve. Okay. We have quite a few additional members on the meeting this evening. It's always nice to see. Does anybody have any public statements or comments that they'd like to make at the beginning of this meeting? Okay. There will be an opportunity at the end. Explain. So this is going to be a split meeting. So we have a special executive session towards the end of this meeting in order for the board and the search committee to discuss the candidate list for the appointment of the chief's position. As that's a special executive session, that's a private session. Once the board completes that, we will come back, announce any decisions that we need to announce and announce any information that came out of that meeting that we need to announce. And anybody's free to rejoin us after that. I have no idea how long that process will take, though, just so you know. Okay. In that case, moving on to the treasurer's report, which I had somewhere. Hang on, Todd, bear with me. There we
go. Yeah, let me know when you're showing it because I'm not seeing too much on my side right now.
Okay.
Just say go.
Hang on one second.
Ian, can you make the your desktop share? And what I wanted. Thank you.
Yeah, if you, you can always say that. It on the NFPD balance sheet. Well, this one says September 2021.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm going to go through this fairly quickly so we can have more time for the business tonight. So a total general fund is $607,000. We have a reserve of $210,000.
Todd, I'm just going to stop you there. I'm going to pause you there for a second. I seem to have the wrong PowerPoint up at the moment. Not sure why.
Okay. Okay.
2 minutes. Just definitely what it says. Yeah, taken just to reorganize this. Okay, just checking, I'm sharing my screen again. You can all see a new version of the balance sheet for October 2021. Did anybody just confirm that for me?
I'm still seeing September.
Okay. So again, I'll try that again. Okay, what about now?
I see darkness.
Yep, me too.
Maybe it'll be the famous Netherlands internet.
Yeah, Ian, it's saying that you have started sharing your screen, but it's a black screen.
Is it possible we could parking lot this item and then move on to the next one until we can solve the technical challenge here?
Yeah, we can try.
Todd, could you at least give us a summary from your standpoint? Yeah, I mean, you must have something on your end because you were going through our general fund and our reserves, you know, just as a quick summary.
I could do it verbally if that's okay with the board.
Yeah, because then we'd have it on record at least.
That'd be fine. Just do it that way.
It's okay, Ian. Okay. All right. Again, starting from the top, in our general fund, our total funds is $607,000. In comparison to this time last year, October 2020, we had $575,000. So we're a little ahead of the game there. In our reserve, we have $210,000. We, at the end of October, we had a total accounts receivable of $19,000, down from $25,000 in September. And we have accounts payable of about $26,000. Gives us a total unreserved funds of $390,000 or $391,000. And at this time last year, by comparison, we had $233,000 of unreserved funds. Just going into what our income was for October, we had brought in from the mill $7,800, a very small amount. From the wildland fire and some inspection billing, we brought in $12,000. So essentially we have to date received $956,000, which is 97% of our total for 2021 in our budget. Moving on to expenses, unless there's questions. Our total expenses for October were $95,000. And that is made up of the membership, the due, the pension that we pay every year of about $35,000. That usually hits about this time of year. And so that's why the expenses were high this month. So we were $25,000 overspent if you evenly allocated our spend over the entire year. But based on that even allocation of spend over the entire year, we're still about $71,000 underspent through October. So essentially, what I'd like to point out is at about $75,000 a month burn, approximately, we would exhaust about $300,000 of our unreserved funds through February if we don't pull in anything else. So we're covered well through February. That's, you know, in March-ish, we start getting next year's mill income. And then I think that as we go out of the year, we should have retained earnings approximately of around $100,000. And that's basically it for the financial report, unless there's questions.
I move we accept.
There's no real motion to make on that. So hang on a second. Let me go back to the beginning. So we are. So you're saying that our unreserved funds, assuming we had no other income, would drop to about $90,000 in by the end of February. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. And that's assuming $75,000 expense burn, which, you know, it's questionable whether we'll really maintain that level of burn for 4 months.
Okay. I might have some news for you. Chief Schmidtman might have some news for you that will change that number significantly. We received some news this week, so.
Equipment.
Okay. So thank you for that, Todd. I didn't see anything spectacular, but when I looked through the detailed reports, it looked fairly normal. From my estimations, it looked like we were going to hit the end of the year about $75,000 in the black. But there are some other expenses we may run into that we're going to talk about maybe later. But at the moment, we're looking pretty good. Looks like we're going to get to the end of the year, so that's nice.
That's good, because that was very close to my assessment, my prediction as well. So,
okay. Good. I'm glad we agree then. It would be bad if we didn't. For sure.
Yeah, that's true.
One second. Setting something else up here. Okay. Next item, Chief's report.
All right. Everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. So I didn't think a lot was going on this month, but it turns out there was. So we are at 352 calls to date. We are pretty down on numbers. I think we're probably 40 calls short or shy of last year. And that's okay. It's been a big month as far as people taking courses and classes, getting certified, things like that. This month we've had, Joe Ipsum and Adam Cotner do their Firefighter One practicals. Adam Cotner got his written done, and currently we have Adam Cotner, Mandy, and Scott Papich both in hazmat operations, and they should be finishing that up on Friday. Those are all really big courses, and that'll be really handy for them moving along in the future here. We had Ken Kehoe and Larissa Reinhart and myself finish up our fire proctor. We also had Alex Olivas and Jay Hill go through their first class or the first part of their squad boss. We also had Alex Olivas get his certification in his firefighter too, as well as Captain Cosima Benson is working on his blue card. So that's a lot of courses. That's a lot of education. That's a lot of people's time. So I applaud all of them for that. Jim is back from his medical leave since June. So it's awesome to have Jim back. Starting to catch up on some paperwork and data entry and things like that. Bill left for medical leave, and he's returning for at least a little while tomorrow. So it'd be good to have Bill back. And we also had Connor start his first full-time day today. So Captain Moran is currently on duty in his first full-time shift. So we are now A shift, B shift, and C shift solid. All right, and now the not as good news.
hey, Captain, just that's the first time in what, a year? Is that now?
Yeah, it's been a year since A shift has technically been filled.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yep, so big deal.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. 5601 is down at Keter Trucking getting some final maintenance done, and they don't have an ETA when that's going to be finished. 5642 has returned from Mountain View. So that is now in service, and we're going to keep an eye on something that could potentially be a rusty leak in the future. But I think as of right now, we're comfortable with where it's at. We had 5632. We brought 5632 down yesterday because we were doing standby in case we got called out to Estes Park. We found a pump problem. That pump problem has been repaired. And then we have 5617. And so we tried to get the aerial for 5617, which is our ladder truck. And that is the truck that we got from Boulder Fire for $5,000. I think 2 or 3 years ago at this point. And it did not pass its aerial ladder test. And so it's got kind of a slew of problems going for it. We have the aerial. So there's a waterway that goes from the pump and it goes up the ladder and it comes out the tip of the ladder. And so we can put, you know, taller fires out, or we can get massive amounts of water a better distance with it. But that being said, at the base of it, there's a significant leak. And long story short, that significant leak could cost us anywhere between $20,000 and $35,000, we're thinking. So they're going to work up an estimate and we're going to discuss that. Unfortunately, it's not the only problem that we have with that truck. We also have several leaky valves. We had an air leak. There was some wear on the safety grab handles on the ladder itself. and all of those things that we're looking at, but we want to first focus on what the cost is going to be to repair the aerial side. And so we're waiting on that. The words they used is the truck is so old, they don't make the parts for it anymore. And I sadly had to tell him that that was our newest vehicle. So we're gonna look at what that looks like, but to replace a truck like that is anywhere from $750,000 to $1 million if we were to purchase it new.
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions about that so far?
How often have you had to use the that truck with the, you know, the ladder extended, you know, in its intended purpose, I should say?
To spray water from the stick, as far as I know, we've never had to do it. We've only done it in trainings. The issue is that water is entering the electrical system that's on the aerial, like on the ladder itself, and that could create more problems for us down the road. So it's not necessarily just shutting that off, but the other part is then we're failing our aerial inspection, and so that could potentially have ramifications for the ISO ratings and testing and that stuff. So I will have more on that. I don't want to freak out over that just yet. Let's look at what they come back with quotes.
That's our only ladder truck, right?
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. There's been a few HR things that they wanted me to take care of. One of them was completing or redoing the I-9s that we had. Those are complete minus one employee that doesn't have or is unable to find the two documents that are needed to complete the I-9s. So that is, I would say, 90% complete. We also have discussed what they're using. Their abbreviation is a PDQ, which is the position description questionnaire. And the purpose of that is to help us create performance evaluations, determine the needs for the agency, figure out what certifications or qualifications are required for each position and so on. So I probably have a third of those. I would say maybe I have half of those complete at this point. But that's something that the staff is working on. That'll be a big help when it comes to trying to get those questions answered for us. This Sunday we'll be finishing our first real recruit academy. And I think that went very well. We've had a good part of our firefighter membership helping teach those classes. They've also been stepping up and mentoring all the new people. I've said in previous meetings, we started with 13 and we ended with 10, which is still absolutely spectacular for Netherland. I've never seen so many recruits at once. We're not fully polished. We're still working on all of the all the requirements of what we're going to ask of these new members. But it's looking pretty positive from here on. So we're looking, it looks really good. And then we also have probably another, I bet you we have 7 or 8 right now waiting for the next recruit academy to start next year. So that is awesome. So many thanks to all of the firefighters that helped make that happen. Last week we held a promotion and promotional celebration party that turned out pretty well as well. We had at least 20 or 25 people attend in the Bay, and we had our Lieutenant Joslin, Firefighter Jay Hill, Captain Moran, and then all of our recruits acknowledged for all of their achievements. So that was really nice to see everybody. Everybody was really good about social distancing and keeping their masks on and all of that stuff. So that was great to see. As far as parties go, we had a COVID scare a couple of weeks ago. One of our members got COVID and we kind of locked things down a bit. And my thought was to kind of lock it down even harder. And our medical advisors, and I spoke with two of them, and basically they're like, you guys are a little bit over the top. And we kind of went back and forth with it, but we were able to reduce some of the major policy, like the N95 masks. We can only have surgical masks and that sort of thing. That being said, the membership requested that we do continue with our Christmas party. Sarah Irwin Powell has done a great job helping get the Christmas party set up. And as of this time, it's going to be on December 18th at 6:30 at Chautauqua. And we should be meeting that that budget of a little over $4,000 that we talked about at the previous meeting. So we should be pretty dialed there. And it'll be a really, really nice venue, and it'd be really nice to get everybody together for that. Questions before I move on?
What date was that again?
December 18th.
18th.
At 18:30.
And is Chautauqua the park, or is it some other place that I don't know about?
Chautauqua, it's at Chautauqua Park, but they have some historical buildings there and catering and all of that stuff. So it'll be, it's an actual venue.
Oh, this is down in Boulder.
Correct.
Yeah, oh yeah. I've been there. That's a very nice place.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're getting one of the halls to ourselves. So it'll be awesome. I put out a follow-up on our COVID vaccinations, that the deadline to have all the vaccinations in is this Friday. So that stuff is trickling in, but we're doing pretty well with that. Worked on an education budget, and Ian is helping me with that. That is just kind of fine-tuning what the department is willing to assist with paid staff as far as continuing education and the ability to get desired certifications. So I sent that to Ian, and Ian is helping me kind of fine tune that. This week we received our Lucas CPR device. It's not quite in service yet. We're waiting for the sales rep to get to do some training with us, but that was part of one of the grants from last year. So that has been finalized. Once I get all of the final paperwork from Lucas, or it's, I think it's Medtronics. I can't remember the name of the company now, but once we get that stuff done, then we can finalize the grant. But the Lucas device will be a real big benefit to us, especially when we're short-staffed, when we're running CPR calls. The other thing that it allows us to do is put a patient that is requiring CPR in a helicopter, and they can fly the patient with the CPR device in the helicopter. So that's going to be a big change for us. So I'm really looking forward to using that. Through the course of the last month and a half or so, a good majority of the membership has been helping write SOPs and SOGs. This Monday we should have, I believe, 25 SOP and SOGs finalized, waiting for approval, whether it's board approval or chief approval. We'll sort that out, but that's going to be huge as well. So that's a huge effort for a lot of people. So
that's great. So to thank everybody that participated in that as well. I know we've been trying to do that and working on that for quite a while. So that's a great achievement to get there.
Yep. Yep. I have a few more things. in a way to help you guys spend some money. We have there's a couple pieces of exercise equipment that I think we should look at investing in. So we recently had Captain Cosima Benson got electrocuted or shocked by our very old antiquated treadmill. So we have taken that out of service. So I would like to look at a replacement for that, as well as look at a replacement for a stair stepper. And both of those aren't very cheap. Treadmills seem to be cheaper than the stair steppers, but you know, we can look at whatever direction, if the board is willing, new or used, something like that. But I mean, a treadmill could be anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000, and stair steppers can be anywhere from $3,500 to $10,000. One of the great benefits to having good exercise equipment, obviously, is making our firefighters in shape. But the other thing it does is it brings the firefighters into the department and it leaves them ready and available for calls. And so when we have a lot of people here at the station working out a lot, our call response goes up and our response times go down. So I think that would be definitely something that would be of benefit to the agency. Questions? You look confused, Ian.
Just my general state currently.
Okay.
I'm completely confused. Oh, okay. Maybe.
Really great report, Charlie.
I'm not quite done though. Stand by.
Oh no.
We're almost there, I swear. Everybody has been participating in a lot of cleaning as well. We have a ton of boxes that we're going through. We are definitely keeping Western Disposal in business this month and last month. I have been working towards the burn building, and I want to say that I'm at a point where there needs to be some discussion from the board. So the town of Blackhawk has agreed to give us the burn building free of charge. They're trying to assist us with getting any paperwork that they have on the building, whether that's engineered plans or inspections or whatnot. I don't expect to see much there, but the cost of that building, I believe, is between $80,000 and $90,000, and they're just going to give it to us. That being said, I've also spoken with the town and the public works. We've found a location. They've agreed to let us use that location on the public works property, which is ideal. It's isolated and it's near a hydrant, so we would be able to perform true fire evolutions, hitting a hydrant, doing fire attack. We are now at a point where I might need to spend money, and I am not sure what that money looks like, but essentially what's happening is I need to get that building taken down really in the next month or so before they do something worse with the building, like tear it down and put it in a big pile. So I need to get that down. Now on the flip side, the town is requiring it having the foundation engineered, and they may not be willing to accept the plans as they are from the building manufacturer because they're not stamped. So we have the spot, we have the location, everybody's agreed. I might need to hire an engineer, and then the places that money's gonna come in is obviously paying for the engineer. The town is not gonna charge us for the site plan review. They're talking about only charging us 50% for the building permit, but the engineer's fees and then the fees for the foundation. I've also worked an agreement with Public Works where they would let me use the excavator to dig the foundation itself. So that would be a huge cost savings as well. The problem is I don't know what the engineer is going to cost. I haven't
been able to find one to work with up here yet. My guesstimate would be between $3,000 and $5,000 for engineering. And then as far as foundation, we could be, you know, if I can get the help to do it, we could be anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000, I would think, for a foundation.
Charlie?
Yep.
Have you tried GEBAU down in Boulder? They're structural engineers.
Say it again, GEBA?
AU.
Okay.
They're on Broadway. Okay. They've done work for us, so I know they do work up in here.
Okay.
I'll email you the name of this. Do you need a soils engineer as well?
You know, I don't think so at this time because we're using the site where Public Works was, so they should have soils engineering done on that site.
Okay.
So the engineer that I've spoken with, two engineers, and they're like, we don't really, you know, what difference does it make if it's moving around a little bit? It's not a building anybody's going to live in. It's basically, I don't want to say a shed, but it's basically a shed, right? And so I don't think the engineer is going to be quite as stringent as if we were building a true building. But like I said, that's going to be something that the board is going to need to discuss and determine whether or not they want to put that money, willing to put that money in. You know, my opinion, and I'm sure most of the firefighters here would love to have that. And we could also then, you know, have outside agencies like Timberline and Sugarloaf and Indian Peaks and those people close to us come train with us. And that would be very beneficial. All right. I got two more things, I think, and then I'm done. I swear.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
The burn building, when you talk about it, is that something that's going to be burned and gone? You're talking about a permanent structure, I think. Yes. And then you're kind of treating it more like when we had the burn trailer there, and then how you would approach a building and things like that, right?
Yeah. So it's much better than there's differences, but the big thing is it's a much bigger building. It's more like a house. You know, it has four rooms, it has hallways. So it's a great thing to be able to search on. It's set up to have roof operations. And then there's one room in that building that's set up for burning in it. So it is a fully steel structure. And, you know, the one room is the room that you burn in.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Is there any time sensitivity, Charlie, like for this decision?
Well, the big thing is that I have to organize people helping me take the building down. And so that needs to happen this next month. You know, we're dealing with A, they want it gone, and B, the weather. And it is not in a wind-friendly place. So the sooner I know, the better. Okay?
Good. Thank you.
This week, the town board approved all of the code changes that Fire Marshal Hendrickson's been working on. So that's a big deal. That is a huge undertaking that Rick went through. So nice job, Rick, and great with the town to be behind us to, you know, accept those code changes. And then last but not least, the program that is going to replace Firehouse. Captain Benson has been working with Image Trend Vectors and Vector Solutions. So the final quotes for those come in at $11,930 a year. And I think we have budgeted either 15 or 16. And then on top of that, we're going to work with Active 911 does our paging and all the cell phone paging and stuff like that for our calls, but they're also going to help with our scheduling. And that is going to be approximately $2,000. They haven't gotten back to us yet. So we're looking at about $14,000.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's in next year's budget. It won't fit in this year's, just to say. Particularly with the 5617 continuing thing.
All right. I'm sorry, that was so long-winded. That's what I got.
So just going back to the burn building. Yeah, board, we need to have a conversation about funding that, because obviously that was not something that went into next year's budget. So we should talk about that fairly soon and figure out how we might be able to achieve that. My gut says that we should take the building as Black Hawk would like it moved, and then we can work on the rest of it. I'd rather do that rather than lose the opportunity of that building.
Okay.
I think it's just such a fabulous opportunity for us that it's too good to pass up.
Is that a motion, Ian, or is that a you just your thoughts and we'll discuss later?
This is basically my thoughts. But we do need to discuss later.
Does there need to be a motion for Charlie to go grab the building, or is it just one of those? Because I agree, it's like it's almost like free money sitting there, and all you need to do is take it, move it, and it'll be a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
As far as the other things, agreed with needing to be discussed, but yeah, I would say take the building and run.
I'm not sure any running would be going on, but yes.
Is there a place to store it, Charlie, until, if let's say, for instance, I'm not going to say that this is going to happen, but if it does drag out.
So, I mean, we can store it behind Station 2 if we need to. I was trying to store, I wanted to store it at the town shops and not really have to move it twice, because it's going to be a lot of material. It'll take some serious effort just to move it. But I think if we put it at our station, it's less likely to get backed over by a dump truck or something like that.
Yeah. And either way, it's going to take a little while to get the engineering and foundation work done. So
yep.
I don't see that happening in the next month anyway. So.
Yep.
And no, I don't believe that needs a motion. That's a chief's decision to bring us a free building.
Like that.
Just like that.
Charlie, are there going to be any costs associated with moving the building? Are you going to have to pay for a large flatbed, or do you have the connections and arm twisting capabilities of others in the contracting services to get that type of thing done?
Well, I am a contractor. So, and I do have a very large trailer that I'm able to move it. The only thing that I'm not quite sure if I can do is take down the main part of the frame without renting a large forklift. And so that's the one question I have. This building happens to be at the Black Hawk Public Works. So I'm hoping maybe I can twist an arm and say, hey, drive that excavator over here and help me lift this real quick. So we'll have to look at that when the time comes. But that would, I think, be the only expense as far as moving it.
Okay. I don't think there's any other questions. I think generally, yeah, it's bite the hand off, take the building. We'll work on the rest. We'll look at what we have in reserves and what we brought forward into this year and see what we can make happen. The only other question I had for you was the change of medical director. Has there been any movement on that from BCFFA that you know?
They asked me to reach out to a couple of the doctors that I know that I have relationships with, and there's been zero movement. Nobody really wants it as far as I can tell. So I left that back up to the BCFFA and we're waiting to see what they say.
Okay.
I mean, it's starting to look like that we will end up with Dr. Shannon Sovindal, which isn't a bad thing.
No. I just wanted to make sure that we're going to have a medical director, because obviously that creates some issues if we don't.
Yep. The entire Western Boulder County, everybody from Foothills West is in need of a medical director.
Okay.
So there's definitely going to be some movement on that.
Cool. Any other questions? Okay. Fire Marshal's report. Rick, I did not have time to pull up the old cost sheet, and probably wouldn't be able to show it at the moment anyway, given our technical issues. But anything else you have, go ahead with.
Okay. I sent in a fire marshal's report today. Unfortunately, we can't pull it up, it looks like, but I'll run through a couple highlights on it. I also forgot to email it to myself, so I don't have it at home here to look at. But we'll run through the big stuff. As Charlie mentioned, we did get a unanimous approval from the town board last night on updating the entire building code set, including the fire code, with a whole bunch of amendments. That's the 2018 code that will take effect January 1st for the town of Nederland. It's been about a 2-year process, and although Charlie was nice giving credit, the reality is Miranda Fisher, Cynthia Bakke, Chris Pelletier, Garrett McDaniels, and others from the town really made that whole thing work, with input also from Safe Built, who's the town's building official, the private company, to make this all work and come together. So we do have a resolution that you should sign before it goes into effect, just saying that the board agrees with this, and we'll get that to you hopefully by the next meeting and get that all taken care of. The next step will be doing the same thing with the county and bringing up the fire codes in the unincorporated part of our district. We're currently on the 2006 code set. So, hey, there we go.
I got to
see it.
I found that one.
Okay. And bringing up the, and bringing that up to the 2018 codes as well. So a couple of things that have come up with this. One is that we asked for a bunch of amendments in there, which we got. Things like residential sprinkler systems, things like a wildfire assessment and mitigation done prior to CO being issued. And exterior standards that'll be across the board, not just are building something within a certain number of feet from a property line. This is probably going to add somewhere between 5 and 6 hours per residential structure to my workload, just with these extra inspections and extra plan reviews that'll have to be done. So we'll have to see how that affects everything as we get into next year. Last year, we probably in town had maybe 15 new residential structures. So you can, at 6 to 8 hours per, that's going to be a fairly significant a bit of time. So we'll just have to talk about that. And we'll get into the money side of this, the fees, down in a little bit here. So the other thing is probably within a year, we'll start looking at upgrading to the 2021 code set, because we're right now adopting the 2018 set, basically 4 years behind. We really want to get to about 2 years is where we're at with the codes. Let them come out, let everybody else test them, see how they're working, and then we can do the same. So that should be it for codes, unless anybody has a question on that. And on the county code, in that case, we have to do a resolution first. We then send that resolution to county building department. They run it through the fire code review committee, of which I'm part of. And since we're stealing it pretty much verbatim from another department that just passed through that process, it shouldn't be any issue at all. Then it goes to the county commissioners for their final approval. So that'll be a couple month process, probably going after the first of the year to the county. So one of the things that came up with this, and been looking at this, a year ago we passed a fee schedule, or the board did, for fees for a lot of inspection related work. And I've been using that for the last year. Would like to recommend some changes on that, but it's also some discussion, because there's some, you know, some philosophy, I guess, into what we want to bill for, what we don't, and do we even bill at all, because we're supported by taxes anyway. So just kind of run through it in a minute. And if you can pull up that fee schedule in a second, that would be great. If not, that's okay. When we did the fees last year, the concept was that we want to cover some of our costs. We want to avoid people calling, you know, just sending in garbage plans, and we have to keep sending them back. So we put in fees for, you know, like second and third reviews if people were doing not getting with the program. It really hasn't happened, but we weren't trying to cover all of my costs. So actually, if we could go back to the other one, sorry about that.
No problem. I can find it. Stack of things on my desktop. Give me a sec. All right. Okay, I got it.
There we go. And that's kind of a philosophical thing, is, you know, what are we trying to do with the fees? I think we do want to cover some costs. We probably shouldn't be trying to cover my whole salary with that, but that's up to you. We talked a little bit about, you know, the other things are coming up that are going to affect it primarily on residential structures. In Netherlands, there's some pretty steep fees if somebody's building a house. And my thought is, we want to keep, if we're going to charge fees on residential, we want to keep that as low as we can. We're not, I don't think we're trying to make money on anything. But do we want to do a limited fee for this, or maybe no fee at all for one and two family residential? Something for you to think about. On commercial, we're currently doing a single, you know, one-time fee for the entire project. And the base on a commercial project, whether it be a significant remodel or new construction, is $500. Currently, that covers the plan review for the building, that covers sprinkler and alarm systems, and anything else that comes up. And looking at the Kathmandu building, I was over there a lot. Most of them were quick trips. They actually put in their permit request before we had the fee schedule in place. So we didn't charge them the base fee because we didn't have a fee schedule. And we just charged them for the sprinkler and alarm system separately. But that $500 probably doesn't really cover much of my time by the time we're looking at a larger building. And then over 15,000 square feet, it goes up incrementally with the square footage. So again, it's something that I think it's, you know, maybe some board discussion on what they think we want to do with that. I think we could easily go higher with that and still be well within the norm for other agencies in our area for what they're charging. And because of the code changes, commercial problem. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what do you estimate that the fees cover of your salary? Like 50%, 30, 70?
50 to 70, probably. So on commercial projects with the new codes, there are not that many changes that are going to affect them financially. So there might be an increase on my time, but it's not the same kind of increase as that one and two family residential builders are going to see.
Hey Rick.
Yep.
Didn't we get some money from the Downtown Development Association for your salary also?
We do. And that's another thing I was going to bring up is that they we're going to get $25,000 from them this year and $30,000 next. At least that's on the current plan, which is about half of my salary. And that's another way to look at it is they're already pitching in. That's for a select area of town, not the whole town, and doesn't really help us in the unincorporated areas, but obviously it all helps offset my salary costs. So that's another consideration. And the last thing I have in the bullet point there is we have a fee of $50 for up to 1,000 square feet on a tenant finish if a new owner's coming into a space. I haven't charged that on anything yet because those things are so quick for the most part, I can't see. And $50 just isn't worth the time to bill. So I think maybe this is a good time for a little discussion and see what people think we ought to do with fees. And if you could pull up that fee schedule, it can't be more than two or three layers down there.
It can't be more than under like five or six windows now, I'm sure.
Okay, I don't know if everybody can see that. The far left column is what the inspections or plan reviews, et cetera. The current column is what's currently approved. And then the right-hand column is, it says 2021 or 2022 really proposed changes. It's just some thoughts I had going through this sheet. And I talked about maybe raising that first section, which is a new or remodel building there. The next one, that tenant finish, dropping it for anybody less than 1,000 square feet, because that's the true mom and pop small shops. And I don't think we need to charge them extra for something that really takes very little of my time. There's a couple of little cleanup things that weren't probably done correctly or wasn't done completely when we adopted this a year ago. In the commercial plan reviews, so the part of each review beyond a second review, we could add $100 charge in there. Again, I don't think that's going to happen very often.
Okay.
That whole section on commercial inspections, that doesn't apply to the routine annual inspections. So those are just if somebody has a specialty thing, somebody does a small partial remodel that doesn't fit into any other category, we have the ability there to charge for something. Sprinkler systems and alarms there, I don't see any changes other than just group those a little bit better so it's a little more clear. Then below that section is where I just, do we want to add a residential section for one and two family? With the things that I mentioned before, those are going to take some inspection, some time. Do we want to charge for that? And if so, how much? And then part of the new code process is we added a number of permits that we want to require for certain things. Some of them are like food trucks, explosives, what they call hot work, And we've actually had this come up where Xcel Energy was going to do some welding on one of their pipelines out in the woods. It just happened to be 2 hours before a red flag warning went into effect. So we definitely wanted to know about that. And we actually sent an engine out and a couple of firefighters to stand by with them while they did that welding work. So we want to look at, we probably want to charge a fee for those kind of permits because it is going to take some time. We may want to look at a fee also if we're going to have to send, like we did in that case, send a fire truck out with a couple firefighters and how we might do that. And that's really all the thoughts I had on changes. The rest of the narrative down below is what is from before, just how things are grouped and how we look at things. So I don't know what people's thoughts are, if you want to have some discussion or.
I'd like to ask, how long has it been since the fee schedules have changed?
Well, we adopted this year, 1 year ago. We had no fee schedule before that. So this is the okay. first opportunity we've had to look at changing anything.
To review it, okay.
Yeah.
Rick, how would you say we're in, how would you say the town is in line with the county as far as fee schedules and the cost for a building permit?
As far as building permits, I don't know. I can't compare that. I don't know what the county charges. I know the town, as was brought up at the Board of Trustees meeting last night, the town permit fees are higher than many other communities around. When by the time you get water taps and building permits and all of that. So I kind of feel like we ought to keep things on the lower end if we're going to charge at all. And I think for commercial charging, they expect that. They actually reach out and ask, hey, what do we owe you for this? If I don't tell them right away, in most cases on commercial. Residential, I think, is a little bit different story because they're already people, you know, we want to encourage people to build a dream home up here if they can. And I don't think we want to be a hindrance to that.
But at the same time, while we want people to build, we want to do it responsibly so they don't necessarily create a structure that will burn down their neighbors.
Right. And we're still going to do the plan reviews. We're still going to have all the requirements. It's just a question of whether we are going to charge for that service or we're going to provide it or how much to charge.
Okay. I think this is probably a bigger discussion. I had a quick conversation with Rick earlier about this. And what I don't want this to do is to eat all of this evening up because obviously we have the chief's yep. thing to get through. So if we could back burner this. I did suggest we could probably talk about it on the meeting we have scheduled for the 8th, which is budget adoption, which is usually a very quick meeting. So we can put it in there and we can gather some more information as well. And then move forward. Also, the resolution was fairly lengthy, so that needs some reading and just making sure that we're covering all the pieces we should be in there. It looked fairly complete when I looked at it though. So.
Yeah, the center part of that is all just direct cut and paste from the actual, what was approved by the town last night. So that part, it's just the preface and the end. So if you can go back to the report, real, I think I just have one more thing that I want to mention tonight. On a large project, we got the town and us got a building permit request for a 7,800 square foot home up in Caribou Ridge subdivision. Because of the size of that, I talked to the town. We wanted to reevaluate the water supply up there. And we found that the water supply did not come anywhere close to what we expected as far as hydrant output. We found in doing that, Chris Pelletier from Public Works found that one of the main pumps was not kicking on correctly. The water system up there is somewhat jointly owned between the subdivision and the town. Not sure the details, but it's not ours, which is nice. So in the short term, I've told the builders in both the homes that we can't adequately fight a fire in those residences with, or the proposed residences with the water that's available. Therefore, they're going to need to put residential sprinkler systems in both of those. And just keep in mind, if they were replaced permit after January 1st, that would be required anyway. But they got these permit requests in prior. And I told them that this could easily be mitigated or potentially mitigated if they can get the water supply question resolved. So they are working on that to see where that goes. But that was a pretty big deal to find out that, you know, one of the main pumps wasn't coming on. And that's a lot of big homes up in that area. So I think that's all. There's other things when you actually get a copy, you can read through the rest of it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I will be gone leaving tomorrow afternoon and won't be back till after Thanksgiving, but I will certainly be available. I'll have phones and checking emails while I'm gone. So no problem with that. It's a take a kid around to college's trip. So I'll have some free time to respond to stuff. So any questions on any of this? Okay, well, thank you very much. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you all before too long.
Okay. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick. Good report.
Thank you.
Give me a sec, just reorganizing my other windows now. Okay. Going into old business, did anybody have any on the board have any thoughts or comments on the 2022 budget? That's still out for public discussion. Will remain so until we adopt it on the 8th. Okay, take that as a no. Rick, you're up again. We got some quotes for having Station 1's fire suppression system inspected. That came in around $1,300, Rick, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
It was, wasn't it? Obviously, I believe we should go ahead and do that and see where that leaves us. Does anybody else have any thoughts on that?
I concur. It seems like if the fire station does not have a good fire suppression system, it seems like a bad public relation thing for us, especially considering the discussion we had a little earlier about what we're asking for the town. And building.
I would agree. And that one sits within our standard purchasing budget or standard purchasing policies. So there's no motion required for that. We can just move on and or move ahead and do that as required, unless anybody has an objection. Okay. So Rick, when you get the time, if you want to move ahead with that, get that started, that would be great.
Okay, will do. Thanks.
Great, thank you. New business kind of covered by Acting Chief Schmidtman. Kyle, did you have anything you wanted to add to the image trend conversation here?
No, I think since we're going to table it, we just need to try to figure out when we want to try to like a date we try to want to implement this on. Even though it's going to be a budget item for next year, it can be the subscriptions to these services can be started at any time, and then it just becomes like an annual recurring billing at that time. Okay. So it can be, and it can be done monthly or annually. We just have to make that decision. It doesn't have to be made now. So I know we have time's limited. You guys have a pretty big executive session, so we can, I think we should pass on that right now.
Okay. I appreciate that. I think I'll talk to you and we'll put some numbers together. Like I said, it is in next year's budget. So next year, I don't have an issue with it. It was if we were going to try and push it through this year. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that. So.
No problems there.
Need to do some board tidying up. Board, I sent you all the information for the CWPP grant application that the town was asking us to participate in. And we did not have enough time to basically table a meeting in order to talk about the grant match for that. So that happened a little bit in email, which is not the best way for that to occur. Overall, the board was in favor. In fact, the board was completely in favor of going ahead with that. And basically what it was the town's looking to apply for a grant, which appears to be in the region of $70,000. And they were asking if we'd contribute some match funds to that, which only becomes an issue should we get the grant. I was broadly in favor of that. The CWPP needs updating, and the town was offering a $5,000 grant match. I agreed that we could, or we should do a similar match. We have grant fees in our next year's budget that would fit in. And I think that would be a huge benefit to the district. And we discussed this back in the last meeting as well, that this assists us in going for future grants, particularly in terms of mitigation and fire resilience for the town. So I think it's an excellent opportunity. So board, do you have any comments that you would like to make, either in support or non-support of moving forward with that match?
I think, as you said, we discussed it via email and I was supportive, so I move ahead.
I agree with Guy. I think it's a really good idea.
And I'm in agreement, of course.
Agreement as well.
Okay. So I also agree, as I said. So, and I had already sent the, I sent a memorandum of understanding to the town. In support of that. So let's move forward and we'll just see where that goes. So fingers crossed. That I think would be a great grant for us to get between us and then work for the future in both the town and the district, working on our fire resilience and mitigation. Kyle, back to you again, safety assessment. I kind of don't necessarily want to miss this. How long would you need for that?
So this kind of, it's an 8-page document that was made between myself and other members of the department. It's going to take a pretty good amount of time to go through and give it justice.
Okay.
So I really think, based off of, again, the fact that you guys need to go through your executive session, that maybe it gets tabled. And if you guys are okay tabling it until the 8th, if you guys have the ability to add it to the 8th, I'll be on duty that day.
Okay.
I just think in general, this is not something that's going to take, you know, even 30 minutes. It's probably an hour or more.
That was kind of my feel, is it kind of turned into a much bigger conversation. I mean, I'd like to give it the time that it deserves. I'll table it for the 8th and I will see if I can get the board perhaps to do a special session to do that as well, so that it gets all the time it needs.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, can I just ask, has the material been posted? I just missed it, or do you intend to post it to us before the meeting?
I will post it to you. Kyle got back to me this morning, basically saying it's just been done, and I haven't had time to post the material yet, or even look at it myself. So.
And Todd, if you do want to have access, if you don't have access to it, it is available to all of the board as well as all the members on Slack.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Kyle's been putting up with me. There's another way to put up with it.
Indeed.
Question, since I'm learning Slack, where is it on Slack?
There's a link in the general forum. And it's also on the share drive. I don't know if everyone of the board should have access to the share drive. Is that correct, Ian?
Yeah, if you point me in the direction of it, I can make sure that everybody's got access.
Okay, I will. I'll send a link to you right now in your email.
Okay, thanks. Note to me. Dee, gold coin presentation to you.
Yeah, I'm going to make this quick because, and then the short of it is I'd like to give a gold coin for community engagement. And it goes to Kyle, Ian, Rick, and Andrew, I think. And then what it is the Nine Health Fair, my understanding, was coming up, and then they were very short people to draw blood. And then I'm not sure if administering vaccines were in there, but I know it was definitely drawing blood. And then I actually was up there getting a flu shot. And then I was so proud to see the Netherland Fire Protection District there kind of pitching in, helping out with the big crowd, representing us in a good way from the community, which is essentially what the gold coin is. And the bonus in my perspective is we got a good chance to do some training on drawing blood for some ready volunteers to be able to put their arm in front of us. Because I was there watching Andrew doing some practice, and I thought it was good all around. So I'd like to hand out a little gold coin for, you know, community engagement on that. So great job, you guys. And if we were in person, I'd hand out gold coins, but I don't have one right now. So next time I see you, that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Guy. Yes, and thank you to everybody else that turned up and helped that happen. They were definitely shorthanded. Our participation was greatly appreciated. So.
Yeah, it made a huge difference.
Yeah.
It made a huge difference.
Okay. Moving on, I have nothing in future business. Unless any of the board has anything they would like to put in there. That's not entirely true. I do have things in future business, but I'll tidy those up later. So basically the safety assessment, we're going to future business, image trend to future business, and the code alignment will go into future business. And I will sort those out shortly. Get them in there and move those forward to another meeting. Any other board comments? Okay. On that note then, so we do have a special executive session tabled this evening so that the search committee can meet and discuss the list of candidates that we have from CPS. On the report that I saw, we had 25 applications. I think there were a couple that came in a bit late, maybe up to 27. That was reduced down to, I think, 12 that the board should consider. I have to say the standard of applications was very high. I was pretty amazed by that. So it's going to be an interesting conversation. And how we decide between the candidates that we have. So on that note, I move that we go into an executive session pursuant to section 24-6-4024G, the CRS, for the consideration of the applications of non-finalist candidates for the position of fire chief, which are exempt from disclosure under the provision of the Colorado Open Records Act, section 24-72-2043A 6 of the CRS. Do I have a second, please?
Second.
And Todd?
Aye.
And Jess?
Aye.
And Russ?
Aye.
Okay, so the board will move into a special executive session to discuss that. I'm going to, based on that, adjourn this meeting at 20:30. The board will return at some point to this meeting ID to announce or discuss any decisions we need to make based on the special executive session, as we're not allowed to make decisions in the session, and also to make any announcements that we need to make. So if anybody wants to join us later, you can just sit on this session or rejoin this session, and it'll come back live afterwards. And just quickly making sure that everybody who needs to be in the executive session has all the details. So it's Acting Chief Smitman, Andrew Jocelyn, Alex Olivas, Miranda Fisher, Gloria Timmons, and the board. Everybody's aware of that information. Is that correct?
Yes.
I believe so.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
On that note, I will meet you all in that session. If we can take a 5-minute break, I'd like to do a reboot on my computer just to try and figure out what this display funniness is. So we'll meet back in like 5 minutes time. It should give us enough time.
Sounds good.
I'll see you all there.